Ladies and gentlemen, and those who have yet to make up your minds, this is Kinky Boots. Kinky Boots opened on Broadway in 2012 with music by Cyndi Lauper and a book by Harvey Fierstein. It tells two stories that will eventually merge into one. The first is the story of Charlie. When Charlie was a young boy growing up in England, his father often told him how one day he, Charlie, would run the family shoe factory. Charlie listens respectfully to his father, but he has other ideas for when he grows up that don't include running the shoe factory. The second story is the story of Simon, also growing up in England. Simon's plans for when he grows up don't match his father's any more than Charlie's do. But in an ironic twist, we find out that as bored as Charlie is with shoes, Simon is fascinated with them. Simon especially likes this pair of red high-heeled shoes, much to the displeasure of his strict father. The story flashes forward, and we see an adult Charlie telling his aging father that he has no interest in running the shoe factory. Instead, he is moving from his small town to London to pursue a career in real estate and marry his status-seeking fiancée, Nicola. Soon after his move to London, Charlie receives word that his father has died suddenly. Charlie returns home, reluctantly, hoping to find a way to save the factory without having to be the one to run it. When Charlie shows up at the shoe factory, he is met with some hostility and disdain from the factory workers. Many of them have known Charlie all his life, and they know that his heart isn't in saving the factory. One night after leaving the pub, Charlie sees a woman being accosted by two drunks. Charlie intervenes and receives a blow to the head that knocks him out. When Charlie comes to, he finds himself in a seedy nightclub where a drag queen named Lola, the woman Charlie rescued, and her backup angels taking care of him. This, folks, is where the story says Charlie and Simon merge. Lola, the drag queen, caring for Charlie, she is none other than the young boy, Simon, that once loved his red high-heeled shoes. Listen to Lola sing.
When I was just a kid, everything I did was to be like him. Under my skin, my father always thought if I was strong and fought, not like some albatross, I'd begin to fit in. Look at me, powerless and holding my breath, trying hard to repress what scared him to death. It was never easy to be his type of man. To breathe freely was not in his plan. And the best part of me is what he couldn't see. Not my father's son. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of, with the strength of Sparta and the patience of Job. Still couldn't be the one to echo what he'd done. and mirrored what was not in me. The endless torment of expectations swirling inside of my mind wore me down. I came to the realization and I finally turned it around to see that I could just be. I'm not the image of what he dreamed of. With the strength of Sparta and the patience of Jove, still couldn't be the one to echo what he'd done.
Did you hear that? Look at me, powerless and holding my breath, trying hard to repress what scared him to death. And the best part of me is what he wouldn't see. You see, Lola's father couldn't see beyond the cookie cutter outside of Simon. He couldn't see beyond a boy who he thought would become a man and act the way that he expected men in the world to act. But Lola broke the mold. Well, I say that Lola broke the mold, but really, the mold for strength and bravery had been broken since the day it was set. Our faith story is full of people who are strong and brave, male and female, neither nor, both and. Rahab, from today's scripture, broke the traditional mold of a biblical hero simply by being a woman. Rahab showed courage, creativity, resourcefulness, and kindness, and she did it at great risk. History has often depicted Rahab as a prostitute, but it's likely that Rahab was the owner of the inn where she hid the spies. Lola doesn't fit any mold either. Lola takes the same kind of risk that Lola took each time she put on women's clothes and lives the life as the person she wants to be. They both live their truth. Isn't that what God wants from us? Of course it is. Living one's truth. Turns out that's an important part of the story. Lola lives her life by a set of six rules. Rule one, pursue the truth. As I pointed out, Charlie and Lola pursued their truths by living their comfortable lives and taking the risk to be the person they long to be. Haven't many of us done that? I grew up in a very small town, and I knew that there was no way that a slightly flamboyant boy could ever be himself openly. Yeah, so I packed up and headed to the big city. Maybe some of you did the same. We left the comfort or the discomfort of our lives, seeking out our authentic selves. Some of us were lucky to have a family that accepted us for our genuine selves from the beginning. Others weren't so lucky and relate to Lola's words. Our loved ones couldn't or wouldn't see us for our authentic selves. It hurts when loved ones, like Simon's dad did, disown us. Sadly, that's what happened to three men who I'm pretty sure none of you have ever met, but whose lives became intertwined with yours when you made uprising your worship home. Lawrence D. Martin III, Bob Patterson, and M. Edwards. They were young men who died near the beginning of the AIDS epidemic, when AIDS was still killing thousands of gay men in America. Our church was given custody of their cremated remains. Even in death, their loved ones couldn't bring themselves to accept them. Their ashes are buried beneath this sanctuary. They have found acceptance and rest. They are part of this loving family of faith. But let me get back to our show. As Charlie and Lola talk in Lola's dressing room, Lola tells Charlie that the shoes she performs in are not made to handle the weight of someone her size. We realize that this would be a serious concern to drag queens everywhere. That information doesn't fully hit Charlie until later, when one of the shoe factory workers suggests to Charlie that if the factory is to survive, they need to find a niche market. That market, Charlie decides, should be shoes that can carry the size and the weight of someone like Lola. When Lola and the angels arrive at the factory to try out the new design, Lola is very dissatisfied with Charlie's boot. She draws a quick design of a boot, explaining that the most important factor is by far the heel. George, the factory manager, realizes a way to make her design practical. Charlie begs Lola to stay on as an advisor because he hopes to enter the design and the line of kinky boots in a prestigious footwear show in Milan in 3 weeks. Despite some misgivings, Lola agrees. Now, to throw a kink in the whole plan, Charlie's fiance Nicola shows up to the factory with her boss, and they propose closing the down and converting it into condominiums. Charlie refuses to sell, and soon the workers are celebrating the first pair of kinky boots as it is finished.
You were always telling me what I need to be, but you never really had enough faith in me, Dad. You gave up the factory. Well, this time I'm gonna take that chance, leap into the vast expanse. This time I'm gonna seize my destiny.
Got a brand new shoe, a life of broken heels got you down.
Well, we've got your solution.
Get up,
get it on, and get in step with
our kinky revolution.
Let me hear you say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Say yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
let me
yeah.
Hear you say yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take that chance, leap into the vast expanse. This time I'm going to seize my destiny. Adapting, Learning something new about oneself is Lola's rule number two. Learn something new. Sometimes that something new we learn is that we aren't the person our family planned on us becoming. We sometimes learn that we have our own dreams, our own future that we hope to create that are different from the ones our families see. Okay, when I was a little boy, my parents signed me up for, get this, Little League Baseball. I played left field, far, far, far left field. And while standing out there praying that the inning would soon be over quickly, I amused myself by looking at all the wildflowers that were growing there. Oh, look, blue bonnets. And don't get me started on when I was up to bat. Whew, I pretty much realized that I was never going to be the next Babe Ruth. That didn't please my father. He would ask why I hadn't tried harder, why I hadn't listened to the coach, because he had clear ideas of who I would be or what I should or would do in life. He did not encourage me to learn the things that I was interested in. Okay, but enough about me. Let me begin to wind this thing down. Charlie is pouring his money into the factory to ensure the kinky boots will be ready in time for the footwear show in Milan. And he's getting frantic that the product is not right. Lola, in the meantime, has been making some decisions about production and preparations without consulting Charlie. Most importantly, Lola has decided to have her angels wear the boots on the Milan runway rather than hiring professional models. A stressed-out Charlie lashes out at her, humiliating her in front of the other workers, and Lola storms out. Charlie makes it to Milan, but without models. And Charlie is forced to walk the runway in heels himself. All is about to be lost when Lola and her angels arrive to save the day. The show ends with the whole company celebrating the success of Kinky Boots.
Once I was afraid, but then you came along. You put your faith in me, and I was challenged to be strong. When I lost my way, you were there to see me through. Now let Lola lend some love and do the same for you. Feed your fire to take you higher. We'll light you up like a live wire. Celebrate you to elevate you. When you struggle to stand, we'll take a
let me raise you up and up.
I Gotta Be Me is the theme for this year's series. Mama Cass Elliott said this in her hit song, Make Your Own Kind of Music. She sang, no one can tell you there's only one song worth singing. You gotta make your own kind of music. Sing your own special song. Make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. Each of the characters in Kinky Boots sang their own song. And I believe that nothing would please God more than if we followed that example. So go out into the world singing your own song, whether you have perfect pitch or are completely tone deaf. I'll end this by sharing a story with you about an actual performance at Kinky Boots that occurred on the night that the Supreme Court ruled for marriage equality. The actor playing Lola led the audience in this little participation with words from the finale. So, if you're comfortable here or at home, please repeat after me. Just be. Who you want to be. Never let them tell you who you ought to be. Just be. Who you want to be. Celebrate yourselves triumphantly. And amen.